Let's go beyond the playbook now. Talk some Buffalo Bills football with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good Friday morning, Jay.
All right, let's look forward, as we always do on these Fridays, to Sunday. We've got the Bills against the 1-1-1 Green Bay Packers. But before we talk about Lambeau Field and the Bills, let's talk about an overview of the Buffalo Bills. How do you see things going forward for the Bills?
Well, before we jump into the Bills game, I really have to go beyond the usual playbook and acknowledge the amazing football being played in Buffalo. And I'm not talking about the Bills, but the UB Bulls. For right. Anyone not tuned in, UB is 4-0 for the first time in FBS play. They've received top 25 votes in the most recent poll, have three guys with legitimate shots at being NFL draft picks in the first couple of rounds, including quarterback Tyree Jackson, who has the third most touchdown passes in the nation and might be the first player in UB history to be a Heisman Trophy candidate. So with all that, good luck to the Bulls as they face Army on Saturday in front of a packed house at UB Stadium. And now on to that other Buffalo football team. It's crazy, but this weekend represents the quarter pole of the season for the Bills, and my, how things have changed after the upset heard around the world last week in Minnesota. Can the Bills come even close to replicating that performance this week? Probably not, but just like going into the last game, Bills fans should enjoy the ride even if it's a little bumpy. Look for their young players to continue to develop and make strides toward consistency, but remember that with those strides, all weeks are not going to be like last week's dominance. And even the odds makers and statisticians have no idea what to make of the Bills' start or what to expect going forward. Consider that Buffalo is about a 10-point underdog in Vegas. Yet, analytics website 538.com's simulation forecast predicts the Bills have a 47% chance to win, which I actually do think is a lot more reflective of what has the makings of a closer game than Vegas is giving Buffalo credit for. But then again, all depends on which Bills team shows up this Sunday.
And apparently it depends on the website as well. I'm going to have to check that one out for sure. 538.com, my new favorite website.
Yeah, right?
All right, well, let's get into the game. Let's get into the nitty-gritty. How do you see it all playing out?
Well, you could say that Buffalo's opponent, the Green Bay Packers, have had an equally mercurial start with one win, one loss, and one tie. Pretty odd. But the Packers' recent underwhelming performances have been a little easier to explain, as they can largely be attributable to the play of injured quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Despite playing through a knee issue, he just hasn't been himself, putting up middling stats in almost every category. And if there's one thing Aaron Rodgers isn't normally, it's middling. But this week, Rodgers' middling play could present a real opportunity for the Bills to bring pressure and prevent him from getting into a rhythm, particularly if the Bills' defense can continue their dramatic turnaround. Consider that Buffalo has played 12 quarters of football so far, and in the first six quarters, they gave up an astronomical 75 points, but in the last six quarters, it's like Bruce Banner turning into the Incredible Hulk, as the Bills' D has just been stifling in giving up only 9 points. A small sample size, but you can see how a limited Aaron Rodgers, along with a Packers rushing offense that's ranked eighth worst in the league, presents an opportunity for the Bills' defense to prove they can be for real for at least a second straight week. And as for Buffalo's offense, all eyes once again be on quarterback Josh Allen. And this week he gets some help in the form of running back LeSean McCoy returning from a rib injury. But one area the Bills are going to have to tighten up is their protection of the young quarterback. Buffalo has given up a league-high 14 sacks through 3 weeks, and this week it doesn't get a whole lot easier as they face star pass rusher Clay Matthews. Fortunately, the Packers' defense as a whole hasn't been overly formidable through 3 weeks. Certainly going to be exciting to see if Allen and the Bills can carry over some of last week's magic and continue to keep the analysts and prognosticators scratching their heads over what kind of team these 2018 Buffalo Bills really are.
Well, that's what makes it all fun. That's what brings us back.
Tell me about it.
Fridays and Mondays, right? Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.